Hello, darlings. It's been a while, so I wanted to take a few minutes and come sit and talk with you for a bit. You have been on my mind so much this week. I've received so many sweet messages from you boys. So many of you are willing and happy to help me, whether it's finding a new script, or offering a skill that you have, or just brightening my day with a picture or a happy little quote or word. You guys are so precious and so appreciated, and I just wanted to tell you that I see you and you're really special to me. So don't feel like I don't notice you, because I do. Even those of you who are quiet and never talk to me. And that's perfectly fine. I still see you, and I still feel you. And I still appreciate you. So, let's see, what else do I have to talk to you about? I really should have made notes, but I didn't. Shame on me. First of all, I hope you boys are drinking your water. I'm pretty sure some of you are still struggling, and you know how I feel about that. So, do better. And for those of you who actually have started drinking water for me, I'm very proud of you. Again, I say, how are you going to be my needy, leaky little fountains if you have no moisture to pull from? And you do know how much I love you leaking from me. So, once again, I ask you to associate water with me. Yes. Liquid pleasure dripping down your throat. And finally leaking from your cock for me. Doesn't that make water sound so much more inviting? So, the next few days, I will probably be more quiet, as my body is asking for more rest and more relaxation, more sleep. But, I did record some audios this week, although honestly, I don't think I'm probably going to like any of them when I move to actually edit them, but we'll see. And I will be working on migrating. Yes, that's something I wanted to talk to you about. So, I know that a lot of you have noticed that Soundgasm has been having some serious issues this week. I'm pretty sure that most of you are not aware that Soundgasm was actually created by and is maintained by one lovely man who has served the erotic audio community for the last, 8 years or so, without asking for anything from the community. So he's paying about $300 a month, I think, to host all of our erotic audios. And he's just now started, or has just now offered a way that we can donate to him, which is beautiful. But the other part of that is, you know, my files have not been accessible to many of you for at least a few days out of this week, which is troublesome. And it's been a challenge for me to upload new content as well. So if you've noticed, the most recent file, my Shy Boy file, is hosted at aerocast.me. I adore the man who created Soundgasm, and will be making a donation to him. That being said, And I still will use Soundgasm for some things, but that being said, Aerocast has some features that I really enjoy, and would really like to provide to you guys, including creating a playlist. I know a lot of you listen to me when you're driving, when you're getting groceries, etc. We've talked about this before. And the idea of you being able to create a playlist of my audios for you delights me. So, also, Aerocast is really easy for me to use, save for adding the tags. I do have to add those manually instead of just cutting and pasting. But other than that, Aerocast has been really friendly to use thus far. And that, along with being able to follow me on Aerocast. And yeah, I think there's a couple other features, that don't quite come to mind right now, especially as I'm still learning. And I know the creator of Aerocast, is adding new features each day. So, while I take these quiet days, to take care of myself, I will be, as I have time, starting to migrate over some of my files, from Soundgasm to Aerocast. I'm debating whether I should repost those files with those new links, or if I should just go in and add the new Aerocast link to the original file posting on my group. I won't be going through and changing that for all of like GWA audio and all of that. I'm not going to do that. But I'm also not going to be getting rid of the Soundgasm link either. Because some of you, you know, use that, maybe have it bookmarked, whatever. There's no reason to change that. So that will be happening. You can stay tuned for that. Also, I will be sharing some exciting news in the next, probably 2 weeks about, ways that you can contact me. And some services that I may or may not be offering in the future. But we will get to that when we get to that. But I just wanted you to anticipate that little bit of news. You know I love teasing you and denying you getting what you want. So you'll just have to wait. What else? So, I covered a hypnosis file, pretty well-known hypnosis file for orgasm denial, Cal's Curse. But the issue for a lot of men was that it was recorded by, of course, Cal. Or at least a man. I assume it was Cal. By Falling_Leaves is the one who created that erotic hypno audio file. But I was asked to voice it so that it would be pleasingly accessible to the male audience. I forgot to silence my phone. My goodness. Anyway, so that it would be accessible to the male audience who did not want to experience that with a male voice. So, I have voiced that, and with the help of a lovely follower, you know who you are, I've brought that to life, and I'm hoping that it will be really pleasing to you. I'm absolutely loving what I'm hearing so far. I think not only have I given it new life, But I think with some changes, you might find it even more enjoyable than the original, despite the fact that, aside from the fact that, it was voiced by a woman. So that's coming up. I think we're nearing the end of having that completed. So I expect that that will be released during this week while I'm resting. So that's really exciting. That being said, Cal's Curse is a... By the way, sorry for the fidgeting noises of my cord hitting the microphone. Sorry. Anyway, that being said, Cal's Curse is orgasm control. So the whole point of Cal's Curse is that you'll have to ask someone for permission before you're allowed to come. And it has to be someone who knowingly is giving you permission. It can't be you sending yourself, I don't know, an audio or a text or some such. And it can't be someone just blanketly giving you a yes to something that they're not aware of. So, you might want to be careful before you delve into that one. Even if you don't believe in such things. I mean, you should tread carefully, don't you think? But, by the same token, due to my own ethics and my own, needs, desires, and viewpoints. I've also recorded a curse reversal. So both of those will be posted at the same time. So none of you should be coming to me crying, "Oh, mistress, mistress, I can't make it stop." Well, darlings, you have the tool to take care of yourself. Let's see, what else? Of a similar vein, I have been blessed with so many followers this month. There's about 150 more of you than I had last month. So hi, welcome. And there's been quite a few of you just this week. So hi, guys. To that point, it is getting harder for me to respond to personal messages, which I do still love. Don't feel like you can't message me, but be patient if there's lagging. I'm only one person, and responding to you is never something that I foresee ever relinquishing control of. A, I love it too much, and B, I'm looking to connect to you and get to know you and vice versa, so, there won't be any kind of automated messages or someone else answering on my behalf, so, what else did I want to talk to you about? Sorry, this one's pretty rambly. I feel like there was something else I wanted to tell you about. I guess I also just wanted to yet again tell you, how special and wonderful you are. I am always touched by, how respectful you guys are of me and my time. How loving you are about, asking me if I'm drinking water. Well, of course I am, darling. I can't be telling you to drink water while I'm positively parched. I mean, I guess I can. I guess people do. And I'm certainly human and not at all perfect. But, yes, darlings, I am drinking lots of water. I'm even eating a little bit better. Eating is probably where you'll find me struggling the most. Because honestly, if it's a choice between connecting with you, recording an audio, or cooking real food, yeah, I probably just gave those to you in the order of importance to me. So, Subway has been quite the loving, pun intended, sub for me these last couple weeks. And there was such a darling boy that made me a sandwich the other day. Oh, it was so perfect. What a sweetheart. Ugh. Anyway. Oh, I adore you boys wherever I find you. So yeah. But anyway, you guys are so good about wanting me to rest and take care of myself. And, you know, after hearing stories about being used to, you know, VAs, your favorite voice artists, performers, mistresses, etc., kind of, you know, burning themselves out, I absolutely understand your love and care for me. So I appreciate that. And I do listen to you, and I do take that seriously, so... So thank you. Thank you for loving me. Also, there's been a thought in my head this week. I went to... I think it might have been DragonToys.com earlier this week, due to someone mentioning them. And, I think I saw them years ago. And, I remember them being a very... tiny, clearly run out of like someone's garage or something, indie little company when I originally saw them. If in fact that's the company that I'm thinking of, maybe it's a different company. But anyway, I remember seeing them originally and, you know, thinking that their products were pretty unique and interesting. But when I went to go see them just yesterday, I was shocked that, you know, they had grown so much. Looked so professional now, had such a huge line of products, which is great. But I was also amused that they had merch. and so that spawned the idea of Twisted Elegance t-shirts and coffee mugs. So at least in my own mind, I have coined myself the Oprah of smut, because everything I do is with love, and I just genuinely love talking with you, connecting with you, and just making your life brighter and happier. So, yeah, so I have a dream about you boys wearing my Twisted Elegance t-shirts to your kinky functions, munches... to sleep in. Assuming you're allowed any clothes. Oh, but that idea delights me in so many ways and has made me smile and giggle a lot since yesterday. So, yeah, I am building my little empire. So, I look forward to bringing you all kinds of fun things. Yeah. Also, we're getting closer to perhaps me launching a Discord, which, there's enough of you that I feel like it's about time, but I'm not quite ready for that. Discord has been a love-hate relationship for me. I'm starting to really love the, like, personal chat feature, but the idea of the servers is still pretty, overwhelming for me. So, yeah, if any of you are, like, Discord experts, if any of you have actually created or run Discord servers, I would love to talk to you about that. Let me pick your pretty little brains and, See if you can give me more information. Also, another one of you, you know who you are, sweet boy, introduced me to the ease of Vokaru this week. So, that is something that has just flipping delighted me. So you can expect messages from me via Vokaru. As sometimes that's easier for me than actually typing something out. My little fingers get such fatigue from my phone. So yeah, that's something fun that I've been playing with. And then another one of you sweet boys gave me access to a blank imager kink list thing. So that's something that I intend to try to figure out and play with as well. So yeah. Also, I do have a Twitter that I've created, but I haven't done anything with it. And sadly, it doesn't exactly go with my email or my Reddit name, so that's highly frustrating. It doesn't offer enough characters, so that's frustrating. But, yeah, I'll be having a Twitter soon, so that'll be fun. Yet another way for you to follow me, connect with me, talk to me. Yes, so many ums. Goodness. If you were edging to all of my ums, maybe that's a challenge. Listen back and then edge to each of my ums. Anyway. I will be working on Twitter, and I'll announce all of those things to you when they actually are completed to my level of preference. But those are things that you have to look forward to. And I just want you to know that even if things happen to be quiet, although I've been very busy this week, there's been a lot of posts for you this week. Although with Soundgasm, it may not have felt like it. Well, but there's been a lot of content for you this week, so I'm proud and happy about that. But even when things are quiet, just know that I'm working on things behind the scenes and always working on building you an even better, more enjoyable experience. So, those are some things I wanted to talk to you about. Was there anything else? Inevitably, when I end these, there's always something else that I wanted to share with you. But that's okay. I also fell away from putting notes in my memos, but let me go look at my memo really quick just to make sure there wasn't something I put in here that I forgot. Oh, you might possibly, maybe, there's no promise. Yeah, none of those are good. Anyway, you might possibly be getting a ramble fap that is still light on the ramble. Apparently, I get too into what I'm doing, but the idea of rambling is just too much work for me. So, you might have that coming soon. But no promises. I'm not sure how I will feel about that when I go to listen to it. Anyway, so, lots of things for you to think about, lots of things for you to anticipate. And, yeah, I just wanted you to know that I appreciate you and I adore you. As always, I'm always going to tell you that. You beautiful, worthy men. You lovely, sentient balls of stardust. Yeah. Oh, and one last thing. Again, as the holidays approach, you know, all of us are going to get busier, more stressed. The weather itself is taxing for so many of us. Although for some of you international lovely boys, you might not be experiencing the snow necessarily, depending on where you're at. But for those of us in the brutal cold and the snow, and the darkness, you know, this time of year with familial struggles, relationship, you know, potential issues, financial issues, work being even more stressful, people being crazy everywhere you go, you know, it can be really easy to get stressed out and to feel down. Some of your jobs become absolute hell this time of year, especially anyone that does any kind of delivery, customer service, you know, managerial, any kind of issues like that. You know, it can be really stressful. So I want to ask you guys to be gentle with yourselves, okay? You're my boys, and I care about you. And you know that if I was aware of you not taking care of yourself, you know I would be upset and addressing that with you. So I will once again ask you to make sure that you're getting enough water. I want you to get rest. I want you to eat well and make sure that you're getting enough protein so that your body has the opportunity to rebuild itself. And I want to make sure that you're also getting some pleasure, okay? That's what this is all about, right? Us having fun together. And even when I'm tormenting you or being mean to you or denying you, it's all in love and it's all to build your pleasure. So, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself in the way that you would want me to treat myself. And I will continue to do the same, okay? That's kind of our shared symbiotic promise to each other, okay? So, to that vein, I will also keep posting some safe for work, wholesome, loving anti-depression kind of content as well as my Oprah-based smut. So, I love you guys, and I look forward to connecting with you, and I appreciate you being patient as I make changes and take some time for myself, because I want this relationship to be a long, enduring one. So, I am pacing myself. I have only been doing this for just a little more than 2 months, and it feels like it's been so much longer already. So many enriching friendships and experiences, and I just can't tell you how wonderful you guys are, but you are. Words don't quite capture how much absolute delight and beautiful heart smiles that you guys give me, and absolute mirthful giggles that you guys give me every day, as well as stirring my lust and ensuring that when I come, it's pretty intense and wonderful. So, oh, you dirty boys, I love you. Anyway. This has been quite a long audio, so I'm going to do this backwards and go make me some tea after I talk to you. I think a lovely pumpkin spice chai is in order. Decaf, because I need sleep. You guys know how much I struggle with sleep. Anyway, I love you, and I will talk to you next time. Mwah! Bye, babies.